Representatives of South Central Alaska's three major electric utility companies told an Anchorage Chamber of Commerce audience that rates could go up as much as 10% next year, although the Regulatory Commission of Alaska will have to approve any rate increase. Municipal Light and Power and Matanuska Electric Association spokesperson said the problem is linked to Cook Inlet natural gas, which is not meeting demand. But Phil Steyer with Chugach Electric Association says Chugach anticipates a rate increase due to the costs of a new power plant that Chugach is building jointly with Municipal Light and Power.
The new power plant, because of its efficiency, will use much less fuel than it takes to make power today. Basically, it'll only use about three-fourths the amount of natural gas to produce a kilowatt hour as the system averages today. That means we'll buy less gas and customers will have to pay less for fuel next year and the years thereafter than they currently are.
Although Chugach customers will pay less for fuel in future, they will be paying for the costs of building the facility. Steyer says Chugach will file a rate increase with the RCA by the end of the year. Steyer also says the focus of the chamber discussion centered on the need to ensure natural gas supplies. All the companies have anticipated gas shortfalls by storing natural gas at the 11 billion cubic foot Cook Inlet natural gas storage facility on the Kenai Peninsula, although that gas may not be enough to supply the companies through this winter. The companies may import liquid natural gas from out of state to bolster their supply. Matanuska Electric spokesman Kevin Brown says reports that MEA rates could triple in coming years are exaggerated. Brown says MEA's new generation facility, which won't be online until 2014, runs on both natural gas and diesel fuel. Brown says if there is a future gas shortage, the facility would have to switch to diesel fuel, and that would drive up costs.
In that worst-case scenario where we're operating on diesel power, it's theoretically possible that rates could triple from their current levels, in much the same way that Juneau experienced higher rates when they lost their hydroelectric facility.
Brown says MEA is to meet with state legislators next month to address concerns about natural gas shortages.
We know that we are coming up on a crisis in our natural gas supply. We are projecting a shortfall for the winter of 2014, and this takes legislative action, this takes action by the producers, and all of us working together to get this problem solved. And there's no more time to delay on this.
The combination of fuel shortages and new infrastructure costs is expected to raise rates by 2014.